Today is the 19th September 2024, Thursday class. So as usual, we will be having our physical puja first. Let us get up. Namo Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Nam mô Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Nam mô Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Nam mô Bổn Sư Bồ Tát. Nam mô Bổn Sư Bồ Tát. Nam mô Bổn Sư Bồ Tát. Nam mô药师佛. Nam mô药师佛. Nam mô药师佛. Nam mô Phật Bồ Tát. Nam mô Phật Bồ Tát. Nam mô Phật Bồ Tát. Arahaṃ sammāsambuddho bhagavato bhuddhaṃ Suppatipanno Bhagavato Sangho Sanghaṃ Namāmi. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pāṇadipātā Veeramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Mosāvadā These are chant from the Padipa Puja onwards. Yanna sarva dittena dipena tamadaṃ sina Pūjāye pūjāniyantaṃ pūjābhajanamuttamaṃ vannagandha-guṇopetaṃ etaṃ kusuma-santatiṃ pūjāyāmi munindāsa-sīri-pāda-sarorope Pūjēmi Buddhaṃ kusumena munena punena muddena Tayo tatayati vinasabhavam adivase tuno bante Pale parikapitam anukampa upadaya patigan hatu mutamam adivase tuno bante Knowledge and puja chanting based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses all the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dhammaparami of generosity and the fruit of karma, so that we will diligently strive on the heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of all our aspiration. By the power of these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balanced or powerful, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Samadhi, Samadhi, Samadhi. Always remember the importance of developing the four support to develop this awareness within. So relax body and mind completely so that you are not thinking, not heedlessly lost in thought. Ability to relax body and mind is the first support. Then after that, the second support is just to maintain that mind that is alert or aware, just aware. Whatever arise, aware, finish, no more thinking. Awareness-based meditation is to develop the inner awareness without thought. So don't try to create any more thinking. Sometimes you may be aware, then you perceive something, but after that, finish. No need to continue, otherwise the chain of thought will continue to proliferate And that will lead to your habitual thinking, your conditioning, your whatever habitual development of the thought process. And all this will disrupt your ability to be aware within. So relax, maintain awareness, and stabilizing the awareness is very important. Then for those who really know how to meditate, you need to silence everything and stay at the heart. Then develop the fourth support, which is trust. Trust your true mind or true nature within to develop the meditative movement. It will move by itself. It will develop the activity and movement by itself. Then initially it's just completely silent until the awareness nature can detect whatever vibration or heartbeat that arise from within your body, bodily tactile around the heart area. Then you stay with the vibration or whatever heartbeat and stay there and let the awareness move in harmony with the vibration or the so-called pulse of life, the heartbeat. Then after that, just allow it to slow down until it settles down, until it becomes required. Then you will experience a moment of quietness, which is that shift in consciousness when you are moving from the noisy mind into a silent, quiet mind. And there is like an apparent shift in your consciousness. Your consciousness become like very quiet, very still. And inner awareness nature will manifest. That's why without thought, your true mind, your awareness nature will manifest. And that's how you develop it. And continue to let it be, to stabilize it. Okay, you all can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Invocation to the Devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chokawalesu Atraha Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Munirajasa Sunantu Sakamokkhadang Dhamma svanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma svanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma svanan kalo ayang badanta. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Iti peso Bhagava Arahang Sammasambuddho. Vijacharana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma. sārti sattā-devā-manusānaṁ buddho-bhagavati svākāto-bhagavatā-dhammo-sandhittikō-akkhālikō ehi paseko upanayiko pacchattaṃ vedittāpo vinohiti suppatipanno bhagavato sakkasaṅgho ujjupatipanno bhagavato sakkasaṅgho ඥායපටිපන්නෝ භගවතෝ සාවක්කසංඝෝ සාමීචිපටිපන්නෝ භගවතෝ සාවක්කසංඝෝ යතිදං චතරී පුරිසයුකානි අත්ථ පුරිසපුගලා එසා භගවතෝ සාවක්කසංඝෝ ආහුනේයෝ පාහුනේයෝ දක්ඛිනේයෝ අඤ්ඤානීකරණීයෝ අනුත්තරං පුඤ්ඤං කේතං ලෝකසාති සාදු Okay, you all can be seated. Then we shall continue our sharing from this book, Straight from the Heart, Unit Dhamma Codes by me. We are at page 35, Unit Dhamma Code 125. Last Thursday we completed Unit Code 123 and 124. So I just read through 124 so that you can recollect. Unit Dhamma Code 124. The true mind never dies, whereas our spiritual nature grows with wisdom. So that part is, as I explained before, is to let every one of us understand that every living being, when you come to this universe, existential world, within you, there is a nature, we call it the pure awareness nature. That is the first to arise from our nature within the source. So this first entity that surfaces is the pure awareness nature, or we call our true mind, the awareness nature, which is the silent mind. And this mind, because it is unborn, it never dies. It is like already existed from the very beginning. That's why sometimes we call it the primordial mind. But the mundane mind, which is the thinking mind, they arise from that nature. And all thinking, all sankhara activity, all mundane activity of mind, they arise from there. That's why that arising is a separate entity. That one, the Buddha realized, is not your true mind, not your true nature. That one is a byproduct that arises from that nature. So that one is dependent originating condition arising causal phenomena. Then as you use the true mind, the pure awareness nature, to develop the awareness-based meditation, you can awaken and develop the understanding of life. And then from that awakening, you can realize the truth. You can develop the understanding of life, thereby enabling you to really live life. So all these are very clear. Then as you use it to cultivate, you develop your spiritual nature within. Then as that spiritual nature gets developed until it becomes very, very stable, very, very like beautiful, then it will nurture what they call your spiritual nature. And that aspect is very important for cultivator of the way. So that spiritual nature, when you nurture it, it can only be nurtured or developed through wisdom. As the wisdom develops, that nature becomes more and more powerful. That's why the second part is the spiritual nature grows with wisdom. It becomes like very, very different. But before living being can really come to contact with it or realize the existence of that nature within, it's not easy. It's only after you can detect that true mind, that inner awareness nature, then from the meditative training, awareness-based meditation, you can go in and develop the transformation from within, and thereby following the cultivation process of perfection of wisdom or development of wisdom until your understanding become very, very stable. And these two, they go hand in hand. So I repeat, Unicode 124, the true mind never dies, whereas the spiritual nature grows with wisdom. So that is the meaning. Okay, then today's Unicode is also very important, very useful, very beautiful. Unicode 125. Enlightenment can only be realized if one can transcend duality through wisdom. Means able to transcend all of the duality that is within existence, like transcending good and evil, transcending birth and death, transcending the duality of right and wrong, wholesome and unwholesome, etc. When wisdom arises, Sakya-ditti or self-delusion together with ignorance, that condition craving will be no more, and thereby it cannot delude the living being anymore. So without avijja, without ignorance, Sakya-ditti also ceases to be. So the main culprit is actually ignorant, not understanding the truth, not understanding the nature's law that governs all of life and existence. That's why we call it the Pancha Niyamas, the five great universal order. The first two are scientific law, Uttu Niyama and Bija Niyama. The third, fourth, and fifth are spiritual laws. Very important if you want to understand life and existence. These spiritual laws of nature, they are related to all aspects of life, existence, and spirituality. The first one is the law of karma. That is the most important governing spiritual law. According to the Buddha, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So this law of karma, or what they call karma niyama, is a nature's law. We call it the moral causation. There must be a mind that manifests mental intention behind all of our actions, speech and thought process. And that mental intention shapes the way karma is manifested. That's why the Buddha called it cittina, or mental intention, that I call karma. So the purpose of cultivation is to develop this inner awareness, inner mindfulness, to be aware of our mental intention. To understand that wherever there is these three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion within our mental intention, you will have karmic negativity, or it will lead to karmic downfall. Yeah. Because these are the three evil roots, root of all evil, make you evil. Sometimes they call it the three poison, or spiritually they are like poison, it will kill you. Means spiritually you are as if dead. That's why the saying arises from that understanding. Hatefulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful never die, whereas the heedless are as if dead. So all these are very clearly defined in the teaching under the Appamadavagga, Dhammapada verse 21, 22 and 23. So understanding this is very important. Why did the quote mention to realize enlightenment, you need to transcend duality through wisdom? If you cannot transcend duality through wisdom, then you cannot awaken. Why? Because enlightenment means you got no more problem with life, no more suffering. You can liberate your mind and be free from all suffering. What does it mean? Means as a human being, as a living being, we have our physical body with the senses, the five basic senses, and the brain. This form the sixth sense, though. And through our senses, we manifest living. We can become conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactile feel and think. And this enables us to know the world, interact with the world, and manifest as a living being, animate us into conscious being. That's why through this consciousness, we live life. Then through our early years of conditioning and accumulation of knowledge, good and bad experiences in life, we accumulated all this and deposit them into our brain. And this form our views, opinion, conditioning and belief system. Basically, it's just a bundle of memories, good and bad. So when you understand all this, then you realize living being, almost 99.999%, don't have wisdom. They only know that there is this knowledge that they accumulate in the brain. So their only way of action is acting from the memory, which is based on your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, and knowledge. And these are not wisdom. Where it includes your phobia, your scars of memory, your insecurity, all of your like and dislike, all of your habitual tendency, your mental reaction to sense experience, because there is this duality that confuses the living being, that develop the delusion for living being to grasp, to cling and to hold. And most of the time, the craving is so strong and is such that you only cling on to the good thing that you want, whereas things that don't go your way, not favorable to you, not according to your expectation, you tend to resist them, reject them, or develop aversion towards them. That's why your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant reaction to sense experience become very rampant. And when you continue to react and stir your mind through positive and negative craving, the duality, then this will develop what we call heedless thinking or heedless activity born of habitual tendency. Then it becomes like a habit for you to react and stir your mind. That's why there is no peace. Everything also can cause suffering to you, can make you unhappy, or lure you and make you like interested. Then you develop the craving, desire to have it, to like try your very best by whatever means to get it, to own it, to possess it. All this leads to the manifestation of the ego that grabs at things. Because when the ego is there, the personality develops the wrong view, sakkaya ditti, self-delusion, and make you believe that you exist. Then you start to develop the evil roots within you. And when you think you exist, the first most obvious thing is you want to own things, you want to possess things. That's why selfishness will arise, craving, desire, possessiveness will arise. Then when things don't go your way, when you cannot get what you want, you get angry, you become fearful, you become miserable, afflicted. So all these are the result of your sakkaya ditti or wrong view, delusion. When you have all this, your mind will continue to stir and react, and duality will actually continue to haunt you and make you the way heedless people are. Means you cannot have peaceful moment or happy moment, because most of the time you will have this habitual thinking or views, opinion, conditioning to make you reactive to life, and you find it very difficult to be at peace with situation, with people, with society. And such a mind cannot be in the state of enlightenment because it don't have the wisdom within. That's why this quote, when I mention enlightenment can only be realized, means that is the only way. If one can transcend duality through wisdom. So this part is very important. Duality, like I have explained, all the good and evil that living being hold on to. It even include birth and death. That's why Ultimate Enlightenment, our latest book, through transcending birth and death. That one is the same meaning. If you cannot transcend birth and death, you will be within samsara existence. You cannot realize the Nibbana, which lead to true enlightenment in the here and the now. So all these are important understanding. Then of course, living being cling on to right and also wrong. They attach to so much duality, wholesome and unwholesome. Then sometimes they cling on to the word gender, male and female, that divide. Then race, nationality, and many other what they call duality created by words to the mundane thinking to divide and to cause misunderstanding, conflict, leading to argument, war, etc. So all these are a direct consequence of the mind that doesn't have the wisdom. That's why to really develop the enlightenment is not easy. You have to develop the wisdom to transcend duality with wisdom. And this wisdom is not something that you can learn or memorize. There is not a knowledge. You have to develop the ability to be aware, to be mindful, to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the truth and the reality, to develop the silent observation of what is, to understand life, to understand all the spiritual law that governs life and existence. And then only you can come to that enlightenment. First, you have to know through sati or mindfulness, awareness, clearly who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. That's why you need to know all the three spiritual laws that governs life and existence. Not only the law of karma, law of mind, how you function as a human being, how your mundane thinking come to be, how it manifests, how it arises and pass away, how it condition all the various links to give rise to all the so-called emotion, entanglement, suffering, misery. Then finally is the law of truth, Dhamma Niyama. So we have Karma Niyama, Chitta Niyama, which is the order of mind, the nature's law that governs all of mind's movement and existence. So law of karma, law of mind, and finally the law of Dhamma, which is law of truth, or the essential Dhamma or truth that the Buddha has taught us. Whatever that can explain the way things are, that is the Dhamma, that is the truth. Because these are nature's law that governs life and existence. So understanding all these are very important. Then I add the last sentence. When wisdom arises, sakkayaditti or self-delusion, the conditioned craving will cease to be. That's how you develop the enlightenment. So without wisdom, there is no enlightenment. That's why I always say only wisdom free. And how does wisdom really free a living being is very profound. Wisdom is about transcending all things, especially all the duality that exists within the existential world, within nature. So now I will explain it from the four circle formation. You see, what happened is all living beings, when you are born into this world, we actually came through the karmic nature. Our karmic nature, through the karmic process, it conditioned what we call the birth of a living being. For our case, it's a human being. So when we come in the form of a form and mind, five aggregates of form and mind. So there are two aspects we have gone through. First aspect is
as a living being or as a human, we have a physical body and a consciousness trapped inside. The physical body is the form element, rupa, the form aggregate. Then the mental has four more aggregates of mind. Within the mental, your mind can feel. There is this feeling aggregate of Vedana. Then your mind can also perceive whatever you want to perceive through your senses. That is Sanya, the second aggregate of mind. Then your mind also have an aggregate of thinking, or what they call mental activity, transforming into emotions, mental states, or what we call with the mental intention that condition your emotion, like and dislike, fear, worry, anxiety, pleasant and unpleasant experience, whatever that agitate you or create delusion in you to cling, grasp and hold. So all this, they are in the mind. Then the last property, the last aggregate is, this mind can also make you conscious. Conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. That's how the phenomenal world of consciousness come to be. Together with your senses upon contact, consciousness arise like the physics experiment. So these six sense door create the respective six type of sense door consciousness. So when it arise through this karmic process, what happened is living being forgot that they have a nature before the arising of thought. Yeah, they cannot see this. They are hardly aware. And even if they can have a glimpse, they don't know what this thing is, but they cannot stabilize it. That's why our teaching is awareness-based meditation, to take you back from the conditioned world, existential world, the mundane thinking, the heedless thinking mind, the mundane mind. This understanding is very important. You must silence everything and let it come back to the pure awareness nature and stay there. That's why it's called pure awareness nature. Then this meditation is awareness nature or awareness based meditation, because the inner awareness nature is sati. And this sati is just a pure nature. It's not a being, understand? And this one cannot come out and live life, but it's a nature. From the source it come out. Yeah. But living being forgot what this thing is. So when you are already here and getting lost inside this conditioned world or existential world or the phenomenal world of consciousness, we call it the PWC, this is where the whole confusion is. They call it the chaotic world. This is where existence, life, duality, everything manifests. And here, because of ignorance, avijja and delusion, we get ourselves entangled where they can lure you, entice you and give you the impression that this is beautiful, meaningful, real. And living being really get entangled. And through this entanglement, the karmic process take its, what they call, take its course. That's why there is a mixture of what we call happiness, suffering and sorrow, lamentation, fear, worry, anxiety. A very mixed world. That's why I call it the chaotic world if you don't have the wisdom. But you have the wisdom, this existential world can be beautiful, meaningful. That's why when you realize true emptiness through the pure awareness nature and develop the wisdom via the direct seeing or the pure awareness nature meditation, then you develop the wisdom to understand all this manifestation and process, then you can develop the wisdom to liberate your mind through transcending all the duality created by thought, by the mundane thinking, by the mundane delusion that thought creates. And you have to see clearly the limitation of thought and how thought divide and create all this confusion. How thought, which is basically memory, is knowledge, is not wisdom. And you cannot develop the enlightenment which is beyond thought, beyond mind, if you cling on to the thought process or the using the mundane thinking or the thought to meditate, where the instrument limits you. So through this explanation, hopefully, yeah, you all can develop the understanding better. Otherwise, it's not easy. Okay? Unique code 1 to 5, we have finished. So now we move on to unique code 1 to 6. Okay. I will read to you the unique Dhamma code 126. When the form and mind realizes itself and cease, it realizes Nibbana and return to the source, which is your original mind, your true mind or true nature or the oneness nature. So this one, unless you have developed the meditative training through the awareness-based meditation and realize that cessation. That's why enlightenment or Nibbana is related to cessation of form and mind, where everything ceases. So I will explain it on the board. To realize the enlightenment, we need to understand how the stages of creation arise. So the stages of creation arise initially from what we call the source, or the Buddhists like to call this your true nature or original nature, Panlai the Mianmu. Some call it the Buddha nature. Then later commentaries and books, they write the oneness nature. All this points toward the same. Then now the scientists also have their own term, singularity. Because that first instant before creation, they know. They call it the singularity. From there, the Big Bang, the whole thing come about. The sudden burst in energy. Because for the Big Bang to happen, what they call that black hole that actually becomes the singularity has to be very, very, very dense. Not only light cannot escape, but everything is being like the transformation process. So far, the scientists also haven't understood, but through their various the latest one is the, don't know what, web, that telescope. Yeah. Last time it was Hubble, now is James Webb, the James Webb, that telescope. They can see until very, very far, means the beginning of creation, about 16 over billion years ago. Things that happened at that time, the light only reached our planet Earth now. That's why you can see that thing happening. And the various galaxies at different time and location, they can see them from the whole universe, and they realize it's very, very immense. So here is where the Buddhist teaching came in with a unique understanding. He said, initially, this is what started the whole thing. Of course, they call it the singularity and all things for scientific term. From that moment, thing arise. That's why the Buddha said, inconceivable is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that arise from here, that created the samsaric movement and the so-called birth and death process, samsara. So, looking at the four circle formation, you have to initially realize this. And this can only be realized during enlightenment. That's why Nibbana can only be realized when this form and mind cease. When this form and mind realizes itself, listen, when this form and mind realizes itself through wisdom, then it ceases. Means the five aggregate of form and mind cease, no more. Then when it ceases, even the pure awareness also ceases. This is the unique process of enlightenment. And most people can come to here, but this one cannot cease. Why? Because the wisdom not there. You must have enough wisdom with that stability, then only this one can cease. Even the pure awareness also will cease. But the form and mind, the entity, that actually sees, if it's not time for them to parinibbana, it can arise again, come out again. Yeah. Then the first thing to come out, you can witness this process. How the arising of the pure awareness nature, the first thing that come out. Yeah. Last night in 1989, when I went through the thing I saw. Then from here, how it split into the three areas of consciousness. And how the mundane mind get activated. How the brain, the consciousness, the heart there, together with the mundane. That three areas of consciousness, they animate our physical body into a living being. Then we become like conscious. Then here, like the dynamo, we start to function again. The brain activity, the memory. But during cessation, completely no activity at all, but you are not dead. No heartbeat, nothing. Everything ceases. But you are not dead. Yeah. Your element will not decay. Yeah. So there is a uniqueness of that process. Yeah. Because when it goes into cessation, something else happens. Yeah. Then that whole nature that actually started with the mundane mind realizing itself and cease, then the pure awareness will cease, then this return to the source manifests. But you cannot talk about it or describe it. This is the unconditioned, no word. You cannot describe. There is no duality, no word, no mind, nothing inside there. Yeah. And it's not really literally something return, no. It's just that thing cease. This one sees, this one sees, then that thing manifests. But that so-called manifest cannot be described, cannot be spoken, cannot be talked about. Where is the unconditioned? It's just like that. But then, when it's not time for the arahant or the bodhisattva or the great being to realize parinibbana and cease, then this process will arise again, it will return. Then through this returning, you will see very clearly how you function as a human being. How from the source, the first thing to come out is a pure awareness nature. That's why my nature realized this in 89. Then I realized from here to here, very fast movement. The thought and the nature very close because of our physical body, our brain, and our structure. This one keep on manifesting. The creation process. From here, it creates mundane thinking. The second aspect of the five degree of our mind. Then upon contact again, it manifests consciousness and projected into the phenomenal world of consciousness. So for you to understand this, you must go through the enlightenment process. And to realize the enlightenment process, you must realize the wisdom that enable you to transcend all the avijja, duality, and delusion that has conditioned you to get yourself entangled. That's why finally the Buddha said, it is craving positive and negative, born of sakrality or avijja, ignorance, death, condition, suffering. Yeah. So craving, tanha, is the cause of arising of suffering. So all this become very clear. Then when craving cease to be, means this five degree of form and mind got no more delusion, no more ego, no more wanting anything. That's why you can see, you realize the foolishness of grasping, clinging and holding on to things. And this phenomenal world of consciousness and form is not what you think. They are all unreal, empty, thought manifestation, projection. Mind make are they. That's why all this you will come to understand, and it's just mighty nature rolling by, following nature's law, the karmic law. And this karmic process continue to manifest and create the karmic, what they call samsaric karmic process of birth and death for eternity. For living being that doesn't have the wisdom to liberate and free their mind. So understanding this process is meditation. Then when the wisdom develops until it's so stable, then it can realize the cessation of form and mind leading to nirvana is how the enlightenment process happened. Then when the wisdom born of the pure awareness-based meditation, direct seeing. When this thing develop, the wisdom stabilize, then the mundane mind realizes itself and sees. Then when it sees, this pure awareness also sees. Yeah. The pure awareness will be there to create the mundane thinking. And this one is always there. And it cannot cease because the wisdom not there. The craving force still pulling you, doing all these things. That's why when I was about 8 or 9 years old, when my whole consciousness actually came out, because I was so tired, then I came back, I collapsed on the bed. Then I was so exhausted, but over, I played too much until the activity, activity drained my whole body, you know, of all the energy that I have. You know. But at that time I was very small size, very thin. Then I remember, completely tired and exhausted. I was on the bed. Then funny, you know, that time I don't even know how to meditate. I don't even know what sati is or what. But as I was in that state, I can be aware of the craving force within my physical body dissipating. You know what is dissipating? Like the craving force loses its power. There's no more energy to cling onto the physical form. And I saw that craving force gone. No? Means that consciousness was released from the physical body. That's why my this random, we call it the net random consciousness, that actually become what it is as you grew up. We have all this bundle of memory, accumulation, everything, together with what is here, it will come out. Then when it come out, I didn't know I died. But I can see my own body down there. Yeah, with that consciousness out there. Oh. Then I was thinking, how come my body is down there? Then at that time, my youngest brother, second youngest, he came in. Then he was looking for something. And he saw me, like I was deep sleep. Then he look for the thing, and he walk out. But as he come in, I call him. To me, it's like I'm calling him, conscious. But because I'm not in the physical body, the vocal word doesn't come out. He cannot hear me. Then after that, I knew something wrong really. I say, what is happening? That's why I look at the body again. Then I decide to come back to the body. Yeah. But when I came back, I cannot go in. I cannot go in. It's like not my body. It rejected. Yeah. Then very funny, you know, it's like maybe it's due to my past cultivation. I just give it a push, you know. Not a push like that, no. But that consciousness, I give it a twist, oh, like a push, to like force it to go back into the body, you know. Pop, suddenly I went in, oh. Then I took control back my body. Oh. Then the first thing I want to understand is whether I'm dreaming or whether it really happened. I went out and looked for my brother and asked him, did you walk in and say all these words? He said, yeah. He said, how do you know? I said, never mind. I just want to confirm that. Yeah, he said, you were sleeping like a log. He said, yeah. That's how I know how craving falls when they bind you. You cannot escape the karmic process and all those things. This craving force will force you and the consciousness to be trapped inside the physical body. That's why the karmic process can have power over you, can cause you the karmic suffering, misery, or you have to pay back your karmic debt and all those things. They call it the fruition of all your action, speech and thought process, the karmic entanglement. So because of the consciousness trapped inside with the craving force through the karmic process, the living being can experience all this suffering. And most of them get entangled through delusion, avijja. That's why without the Dhamma understanding, the wisdom, you cannot liberate. You cannot free from suffering. That's why the Buddha taught us the essential Dhamma, the five daily contemplation with all the sati, cultivation, everything, to develop the wisdom to actually liberate the mind and free. And this process is not easy. Yeah. You may think it's easy, but it's not easy. Especially the wisdom must reach a level to transcend duality. Yeah. And that part which I taught you all is very important. It's not found in any book also. That's why I, from that past cultivation, the understanding came. Because it's from the Buddha's word. Learn to see things as they are. Thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will be like that. It cannot be otherwise. Then whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. But these are the things that awakened my nature in the past, and I cultivate before. Then when my nature connect in 1989, when I arise again, I come back. Then I inherited my spiritual nature understanding. Then I came to realize all this. That's why I can link it out for you and teach you how to apply. That application part is the most difficult. Linking it already difficult enough. But if you really have the insight and the understanding, you can link. But after you link, the application of Dhamma, not easy. I don't think anybody really had the understanding to be at peace with all things. That's why I came out with the word, seeing things as they are. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Then I elaborated on it and explained it to you all. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Ignorant people do ignorant things. Fearful people do fearful things. And the world is the world is because condition of that things we are that it has to go that way. Well, this is nature. All the law that governs life and existence already set. If you want things your way, which is not nature's way, then you suffer. That's why under the first noble truth, the Buddha said, you cannot get what you want if things don't go your way, if your expectation in life are not met, suffering will be the result. Not able to get what you want because your craving is not in accordance with nature's law that governs life and existence, then you will suffer. That's why you can never be at peace with life. So all the understanding that I taught you came from my own nature's understanding. That's why I always tell you, whatever happened in life, do not react, do not stir your mind, be at peace. That is the first understanding. So when you are at peace, your mind return to the pure awareness state. No more fear, no more worry, no more anxiety. Because this one, the pure awareness, got no thought one, no duality, nothing. You stay here, your mind cannot create. No fear, nothing, no emotion. That's why with that clarity of mind, when you can accept, acceptance brings about freedom. Understand? Then you can stay here and reflect. With this clarity of mind, the pure awareness nature, you reflect. What actually happened? How can I resolve all this amicably? And then the teaching will surface, the Noble Eightfold Path. Through right view, you accept the reality. Yeah. Like the Buddha said, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And very likely, what are the causes and conditions? The five daily contemplation, the last one. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported well. We are what we are because of karma. So this karmic nature is the one. If you don't take care of this, you get yourself into trouble. You entangle yourself and become miserable. So this understanding ties the whole thing up. Means, because of this karmic process, you get trapped inside the form and mind. And this karmic process, you need to develop the pure awareness to see it clearly and develop the awakening. The direct seeing, to see things as they are, to awaken, to realize the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta, to transcend duality, so that we are not deluded by the conditioned world or phenomenal world of consciousness. So all this is what cultivation is. And the whole process is not easy. But once you have gone through the whole training, or you have met somebody who had the understanding and you develop the faith and you cultivate, you can realize the same awakening too, and the realization. And this is why this teaching of the Buddha Dharma, is so unique, so amazingly rare, and it's very comprehensive, very extensive. It explains the whole of the creation. Even the scientist is trying to understand what this thing is. And they actually, through the James Webb telescope, they saw a lot of creation in the early days. And a lot of the data that they receive, the scientific community is now trying to develop understanding to actually patch up whatever understanding that they don't have in the past. Well, through all this development of this high power telescope that can see distant galaxy and universe up to the very early day of the star formation, the Big Bang and all those things, and the sudden burst. Then how black hole actually, galaxy and galaxy, how they come together and like combine and give birth to a very massive combination of galaxy and all things. Now they got the scientific name for it also, because they can see all this. That's why that advancement of those Hubble telescope and the James Webb telescope, and now China is doing the latest one, the most powerful and the biggest one. Oh. All these are going to make a lot of what they call scientific advancement, progress, and understanding. Then we will unravel more and more life mystery. Then from there, all this understanding and wisdom can actually lead to a better civilization, a better world existence. And all these are really something truly amazing, beautiful and wonderful. Yeah. Okay, so can follow so far. Yeah? This today one not easy. Yeah. So if you can follow, it will be good. Eh? So we stop here. Eh? Unique code 126, okay. So I read to you the code one final time. When the form and mind realizes itself and sees, it realizes Nibbana and return to the source, which is our true mind, or original nature, or true nature, or the oneness nature. Some call it the Buddha nature. Okay. Now we will continue your second session, which is meditation. Reporting followed by whatever question or Dhamma discussion that you want to have. You can also share your cultivation experience and Dhamma in daily life. Or ask me any question regarding that today's sharing, teaching, or the Dhamma or meditation.
Amitabha, Brother Teo, and Mrs. Teo, and all Kayamitas. Yeah. Brother Teo, before I share today's sharing, right? And before I talk about today's Brother Teo sharing, right? I will talk about my experience this week. Experience this week.
Sadhu,
okay.
Yes.
Yes. The interesting part about my life experience is very dear. A lot of things happen unexpectedly lah, very dear, huh? And I mean I don't expect things
way, people unfold
by itself, you know it's like people that I don't know, huh?
Yeah.
Treat me so well, you know, that I'm like totally shocked like that, you know.
Oh, sadhu. Later on, like, you will be amazed. Not only shocked, amazed at what really happened. So beautiful.
They go the extra way, extra way to, extra mile to help you out to do things, you know, like I go for grocery.
Yeah.
Because I do a lot of grocery shopping, you know, my daily chores. So I will buy things, you know. Then when I buy things, right, of course, as a housewife, you will choose things that the vegetable that is good, not got hole or
correct,
anything.
Correct.
So on that day, I buy the bitter gourd. Huh? So it was like, oh, the whole shelf is like not many left. And then it's all not so good, like a bit rotten here and there. But anyway, I choose one because I want to buy it, right? So I went to the so-called weighing assistant.
Counter,
there's
counter.
One person that
the
there's a counter
there.
That do the weighing one. So I queue up, but there wasn't anybody. So I just pass it to her. But actually, while waiting for her to, because she was doing some other weighing of the potatoes, you see. Okay, so I waited for her and I put my bitter gourd on the potato that she weighed already. Then after that, she asked me, what can I help you, you know? I wanted to tell her that I need this bitter gourd to be weighed, but then I want to ask her, why is it so, there's nothing good lah today, huh? Then she was so nice, you know. She was so nice. Said, there are plenty of bitter gourd. I said, plenty? I only see very little, you know. Plenty of bitter gourd, you know. It's in another shelf. The fridge, and the fridge there. They said, such thing also. Then she very funny, you know. She got her work to do, huh? But then she said, never mind. I show you where it is, you know.
Yes.
I said like that also can.
Yeah.
So she walked all the way to there and then show it to me. And then you see so many bitter gourd, you know.
Yeah, it will unfold in very fantastic way and manner.
Yeah.
It's like
correct.
Meant to be one.
It's
that's
like,
why I say always do not react and create a scene and all those things, because this is the reality. Then you just ask, then the condition will arise and they actually show it to you.
Correct.
It always turn out to be like blessing in disguise.
Yes.
Like
so
even,
it was
even my wife that they went to Star Grocer, he saw like four of us, he thought we got dukkha. But the bill was more than 100, so can split into two bill, free parking. He said, you have the ticket, both, then I split the bill for you. Oh, so nice. Oh. And he even take the trouble to explain a lot of things. Oh. Yeah. That's why you had a good coming encounter. You will also meet with nice people. Yeah? Our nature is like that. But sometimes for no reason, the karmic consciousness when it arises, for no reason, that guy that they meet, they will get into trouble. For no reason. Yeah, that person can be the same nice fellow serving her, but when the karmic consciousness is such a, something will happen on, then all backfire, everything become clunkable. So that is the way nature is. That's why as you cultivate, you experience a lot more of all this. And it can really be, like I use the word, so amazing after that. Like Hui Ning every time expressed, how amazing is it now that all this can happen and arise. Yeah. And they are not apart from that self nature. That's why when you have the cultivation, you are in that nature, a lot of things go your way. You are like very well protected, very blessed, and like very lucky. A lot of things like go your way, and life is like meant to be so beautiful. So all these are very good understanding that you will develop as you progress along the path of cultivation, especially the Dhamma. Very good. Sadhu, Pujing.
Yeah, then another incident. So she's like my good friend like that, you know, do everything nicely for me, you know. It's like amazed for me. Of course, I thank her very much. Like, it's like, wow, so kind of her to do this, you know. It's not that she only have me to help. There's other people
correct,
that
correct.
Need to
and get, they got
get
other
the
works
food
to do.
They got so many things, like the potato not weighed yet, and yet she just, you know, go and do, I mean, go the extra mile, you know.
Yeah,
it's amazing
yeah.
how sometimes people can, you know, like, wow, your karma, I mean, your karma with this person is must be damn good in the past life.
Yeah,
like, know that she go the extra mile to help you, and know,
yeah,
that
yeah,
kind, know.
Yeah.
Then there's another incident, right? I was out taking the MRT, right? The place, I mean, the train, as usual in Singapore, is quite crowded anytime. So I was queuing, I mean, not queuing, I was standing in the train, right? So, so I was just doing nothing, like resting, you know, and then this lady came and tell me, I mean, she pat on my shoulder and tell me, there's one seat for you, you know. I was thinking, so crowded, someone seat for me, you know. Then she's like, I mean, because I wasn't looking around me, I mean, but I just know there are a lot of people standing next to me, like, and then this girl, she just tell me that there's this seat for you, you know.
Oh,
I was thinking,
sorry.
What offer to me? But of course, she was being just very nice, and then she picked on me. And then it's like I say, like, you know, in the past, like, I must have encountered encounter with her that
correct,
she can offer and tell me this is the seat for you, you know, not to other people, you know. So it's like very amazing
happen,
you know.
Like
so,
you reap what you sow. Well, in the
past,
you have helped people before.
So I believe
all this can manifest on.
It's
how you actually understand life. And when your understanding of life transform you to actually have relationship with people, with living beings, the environment, everything, then you reap what you sow, the karmic process. So all these favorable, beautiful things will happen to you. In fact, my wife, they also, they know, she go everywhere, restaurant or one, the worker or the mayor, they know us, they like us, then they very kind to us, we also kind to them. Then that day, the owner of the restaurant told us, so it so happened, Mooncake Festival, my son, they received a lot of mooncake gift from the place he worked. Then he brought two boxes to us. We have dinner appointment there. Then I told my wife, hey, you offer one to the lady boss, Tao Kesu, she'll be very happy. And really, you know, after she got the thing, she felt so happy, so blessed. I said, wow, no need to be so courteous and so kind. Then my wife explained it. This one is my son brought. We got two boxes, so one for them. So these are the understanding that we as Dhamma practitioner and cultivator understand, because after all, we had a lot of mooncake, haven't finished yet. That's why every Tuesday class, Sui, they over know, ask Kayamita to try to take. I think we receive a lot also from Kayamita, close friend and all those things. And all these are what we call the understanding that we have based on the cultivation and the teaching. And when you apply them, you reap the fruit of your cultivation. Then you start to see all this good thing, wholesome thing, virtuous thing, manifesting. Yeah. And this is for you to witness so that your faith is very strong. That's why people who don't understand, they don't have the understanding to really be kind to people, be good to people, to help people. These are actually the real cultivation. Where these are virtue born of understanding, born of cultivation. If everything also you calculate, selfish, then where, for me or not for me, advantage or not, then that attitude develop the evil roots. And everything you do, negative, because it's based on selfish intent. There is no wholesome virtue within you. There is no love, no understanding, no compassion. And without that Dhamma understanding, it's very difficult for living being to have such kind heart or good nature. That's why the embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path is one of the essential prerequisite for transformation into an enlightened being. That's why the Buddha in the Fourth Noble Truth he said, if you cultivate this Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. It means this is the meditation that's taught by him. When you have this embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path, suffering need not be. You can realize the enlightenment to transcend duality and all these things. You will have right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, and you will cultivate the four right effort. Then your sati very stable, leading to samadhi. That's how you develop the direct seeing, the awakening and everything. And they are all related, interconnected. The whole teaching become very beautiful. So what you share is very good, Pujang Sadhu. You start to see and witness all this already. Then it will give you a lot of faith, a lot of joy. Then later on you can even explain to people, Dhamma is like that one. Then you will see all this unfolding, manifesting. So all these are the joy, the happy moments that cultivator of the way can actually develop to appreciate life. That's why true emptiness is wonderful existence. Existence not only become meaningful, it become wonderful, amazingly wonderful. That's why 真空妙有, and the saying is so beautiful. When you witness them, you really have a lot of understanding, a lot of joy. Then your faith becomes unshakable. Your understanding of the cultivation, the Dhamma become unshakable. And you can see them appearing in the cultivators of the way's life, the way they actually conduct themselves. A lot of Kayamita told me, they are so different really compared to last time. So the true Dhamma can transform a living being, understanding-wise, the what they call virtue within them, straightening their views, they have right view, right understanding, then their noble eightfold path, it will fall into place. They not only have right view, they will know how to develop all the appropriate right speech, right action, and right livelihood. Then right way of living life, their communication skill, their relationship with their loved ones, their children, their neighbors, their colleagues, staff, friends, kayamita, all come into one understanding. And this is how the living Dhamma manifests itself, and you become very different. Very good. Okay, sadhu.
Sadhu Bratio, for all the
continue.
Additional sharing
Yeah.
About your past experience as well. Yeah, Bratio, usually for me, I mean, if your friends treat you well, it's like normal. But
Yeah.
if people, strangers, they treat you well,
Yeah, it's entirely different thing.
Yes, it's an entirely
Yeah.
different thing, you know.
Yeah.
They don't
It's
know you.
because you have the noble quality. That's why they can sense in you. And
So,
they tend to like you.
yes, it's like my good friends like that. It's like so amazing. I don't even know them. Even though I go grocery shopping, right, by the deal. But these people, they work shift, so you know the people always change. So you don't see the same people all the time, you know. So it's like amazingly, they are like my friends, you know. So this is so beautiful, lah. Okay, the other thing I want to share about is the encounter that I had during one of my eating, you know. During one of my eating, I right, radio. So I usually this one morning breakfast. I had the things that I bought. You know, my husband bought it back, and then I eat it. So I was eating the you know by myself, like, you know, the
Yeah,
eating
yeah,
because in
yeah.
the morning, so I just eat by myself. Usually, I eat a bit later than my husband and my children, right? So I eat later. So I eat it until almost the end, right, radio. Suddenly, I felt that something stuck in my throat, no, brother. Something stuck in my throat.
Okay.
So cannot go down, you know, brother. Cannot go down. So I feel a bit. It's not that it's causing me any pain or whatever. It's just that I know that something has stuck there.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I say. So I try to cough it out, like, you know, cough it out. But I cannot cough it out. So I drink a lot of water and then cannot flush it down also.
Yeah,
So then after that, I go and cut a papaya. See, maybe by eating one piece of papaya, it will go down, you
yeah,
know.
yeah, yeah.
It's just like in the past when I had a bone, when I
Yeah,
was
yeah,
young,
yeah.
very young, I got a bone stuck in my throat, you know.
Yeah.
Wow, that time is very painful when you're young. So that bone, I remember my mother gave me the banana, you know. So I eat the banana and then the banana got, I mean, the bone stick to my the banana and then
Then go down.
I didn't go down, so no problem after that. But it was a struggle when I was young, like, you know,
Yeah,
that time don't understand all this, huh? So but anyway, I remember that, so that's why I go and cut a banana, papaya, maybe, because I don't have a banana, so I cut papaya. Maybe I swallow the papaya, then it will go down, maybe. But it never go down, you know? Alama, I eat a few pieces, okay, I'll go down. Then never mind, I said, I forget about it, it's not causing me any pain like a bone. So I said, I'm not going to do anything already, like, and then I can breathe, so I don't have problem breathing. So I'm okay, it's just that the piece of thing, I get my guess is the bihun or the vegetable stuck there, you know, brother. So, so I do not know whether you have this problem or not, but I had this problem then. So I said, I still have to do my duty. I said, never mind, I go and do my duty and do my routines, lah, you know, brother. So I said, I haven't done my religious routine. So I said, I go and do, lah. I can breathe. I'm not going to die. So I just go and do, lah, you know. So I do, you know what I do? I do the normal one, the religious routine. I will just do the salutation. After that, I ask for forgiveness, no brother. Ask for forgiveness, not because I got stuck with the
yeah,
thing.
yeah,
I,
yeah,
I just ask for forgiveness. So when I do the asking forgiveness, brother, at what stage that? Then when I bow down to ask for forgiveness, wow, I tell you, brother, I can feel that thing coming out from the throat, reverse, you know, come out instead of going in.
Wow, Sato.
No, you know, it come out the reverse way, come out to my mouth. I can feel it coming out. I was joy, you know.
Wow,
This
sadhu.
also can happen, no? The I don't do
Yeah.
anything, it just comes out,
You
you
remember Dr. J? Jayantam at the retreat?
Yeah. But Dr. J one
And
was
the
more
whole
dramatic,
thing, defy medical science, because that plus they cannot come out on. But that nature can cause all this to happen and it come out. And he recovered no, after that. He was full of joy.
Yes, that one, Dr. J one was so amazing, lah.
Yeah,
It's a
yeah,
piece
yeah.
of plastic, huh? You
And
know,
it was stuck there for almost a year now.
His is stuck for a year. Mine only stuck for a few hours, Bratio. You know, a few hours, you know.
He
But
also
like,
same. He that day he asked for forgiveness also. Then he requested that Virochana Buddha to help. Yeah. That's why all this meant to be. Then it just happened. And he vomited the whole thing out. Then, to his surprise, he saw that plastic inside there. Means it must have been there for very long. And that one is almost, he said, end of last year. Our retreat was August. Means at least 9 months he kena that thing. That's why his weight went down, and everybody that met up with him knew something is not right. Even Sui An told me a few times. So all these are things that can manifest and happen. And for you, it's good. While you do the religious routine, also that whole thing can come out. I think it's to give you faith to develop the understanding. That's why asking for forgiveness is very important. Do not underestimate that process.
Yes, right. So amazing, right? I mean, this cannot compare with Dr. J. Dr. J one is a big piece of stuff, you know. Mine is just a piece of vegetable, you know, that
the
kind of,
normal
you
food
know.
that didn't
Yeah,
go.
yeah, 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 yeah. My throat that I know is in my throat but cannot come out, you know. Yeah. So
Last time
it
when
was.
I was in China, one of our spiritual trip, I also kena the fishbone in my throat there. And that one was not easy, you know. But like your case, I don't feel it troubling me, but I knew it's inside there. I knew it's inside there. But maybe by good karma, when I told one of the waitress, he said, he go and get me vinegar. Oh, vinegar very effective. Well, the bone under vinegar softened one. Then I just take the vinegar, then I gargle. Then after that, I threw out the thing. Then after a while, I think about 3 or 4 minutes later, I decided to try one more time. Yeah. Normally what I do is I swallow the white rice. I will chew it until it's like become like one lump already. Then I swallow it. Yeah. When it was that raw bone, cannot. I did a few times, cannot. Then I just let it be. Then after the gargle, then I realized vinegar, bones, all these are organic things. They can actually, it make it like,
soften it.
Soften it like that.
Yeah.
But it's like very effective for cartilage and bones and all that. So after that, I just swallow one, not even a full teaspoon, only half a spoon of white rice. I chew. Then the moment I swallow it, I knew already, got in already. And that fish bone, a very big one, I think easily almost 1 inch. And stuck inside there, actually cannot come out already. But it is somehow clear. It was like, I know it's there, but it's not really affecting me. But you know you have to do something about it, is it? Then somehow within that 10 or 15 minutes after the waitress passed me the vinegar, Then I just gargle. Then I clear. So next time you have any of these bones or any of this, you can try the vinegar. But if you can find a good GP, doctor, they also very good. I saw some GP, they know how to take it out. No? Very funny, they got like something, just like very fast come out. I got classmate who went to the GP, he just take it out like that. In fact, my classmate, Dr. Teo, Teo Kim Boon, he also very good. Last time when he was practicing, he can just take it out like that. Very good. Project, you continue.
Yes, yes. So it's very amazing that
yeah.
such thing can happen that you cannot expect it to happen. But
yeah.
It's like Brother Teo said, it gives me a lot of faith and joy that you know, it can happen in this manner that you witness it. And it kind of strengthened my faith. You know, like Brother Teo mentioned, you know, and I also shared with Brother Teo many times. You know, when you experience Dharma, when you witness the Dharma unfolding, right, it really give you very, very strong faith.
Yeah.
And the faith is
faith become very
you know?
Different.
Yes, it's very different. It's so unshakable that why you cannot. I don't know how to explain it. It's like. It like shake you upside down like that.
Yeah.
You know. Well, you know, I don't know how to say it. It's like unshakable, you know.
Your faith becomes very different.
Very different.
And it really gives you a lot of joy. Make you understand that this thing is so amazingly marvelous and wonderful. And really, that joy that comes with that type of experience and understanding is beyond what the world understand on. Money cannot buy one. And this understanding, it can only unfold if you cultivate it correctly. And you have developed the understanding to really allow it to unfold and manifest. And as you go through life, later on, over the years, you will experience a lot more. And more of these amazing things, when they unfold, you expand your understanding. Then you know how these things are possible during the causes and conditions. It's like meant to be. Nature's law is nature's law, very powerful. Especially the understanding to overcome karmic obstacle and bring about the understanding to live life, the third phase of Dhamma Pativeda. That phase is the most beautiful and the most rewarding. Very good.
Okay, Brother, thank you very much. So I wanted to share about is the today's sharing today's sharing, right? But before that, right, Brother, I really want to thank my sister, you know, for introducing me. She actually introduced me to Brother Teo many, many years before I come to the Cameron Retreat in 2007. Every time I go back to Malaysia, right, she will say, come. The class, come and join me. You know, when I have my children hanging around me, how to go for class, you know, very difficult. So didn't go. So in a way, it's my duty that I need to perform before I come to Brother Teo, you know. But that doesn't mean that I have less faith in Brother Teo or the Buddha Dhamma, you know. It's just that the time has not ripened
timing,
for me to go.
Timing.
The timing is not there yet. But the desire is there, you know, Brother Teo. Because after I have less so-called duty to perform because I retired early, right? So I have time. So I, beside my housework, I have time to go and learn Dhamma. That's why I go to radio retreat, you know,
started.
So that is all started lah. Huh? So I thank Brother Teo and my sister for introducing me to the true Dhamma. So coming back to this sharing about this today's unique code, right? 125. Brother Teo, before that, right, this today, when I was listening to previous week Thursday class, right,
That one lucky
Dharma.
best.
I tell you, Baratio, because that particular video, I couldn't hear very clearly on the Zoom, you know, that day. It was on and off, not clear to me. I didn't hear, you know, some part I hear, some part I didn't hear. But when I hear the audio recorded one, right, I can increase the volume, you know, although the volume was soft. I increased the volume so I could hear it clearly. And this time, Baratio, for good reason, like, meant to be, like Rati always said, meant to be. The Dharma unfold, and it bring me, it highlight to me, it highlight to me, my incident, when I was hit with karma, right? Karmic,
the test,
obstacle
the
or
coming
the
test.
test. So it showed me the law of karma, you know, that I get these karmic obstacles that I have to go through.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
after which, Rati, and then it switched to this law of mind, the mind,
ah, yeah, yeah,
the mundane mind, cannot stir, you know, cannot
yeah,
stir.
sadhu,
It just, we cannot stir, and then move to the pure awareness,
yeah,
switch,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the consciousness shift,
sadhu, sadhu,
to the pure awareness, you know, the pure awareness, right? And then from there, I mean, everything, ceased to be, you know, whatever
sadhu,
happened, happened in your mundane mind is
yeah,
not real, you know,
yeah.
it's really total true emptiness, you know.
Correct.
It's
Ah,
just gone, you
sadhu.
know, gone, you know. And then, Amratyo, so how, that is the wonderful part, you know, that it all gone, you don't have any suffering, right? And then, you understand truly what is true emptiness, you know, Amratyo.
Sadhu,
It's
sadhu.
not some word, the words,
It's no
I mean,
longer the
those
word.
words, although the words point to the truth, but that is not the truth, you know.
Yeah, the
it all means,
understanding part
yes.
is from
Yes.
inside.
Yes, yes. From inside, you know, coming out to tell you, to witness this, you know. So the words is not the truth, you know. The truth is actually the realization that you see, you insight into it, that how the mind works, how brother you always say, are your dependent originating condition arising, you know. That
no
it
reality,
happens, no reality, it happens in this way to show you how the two link together is not separate, you know.
Correct.
Brother. Yeah. It's not it like unfold by itself. You don't need to like have words, nothing of that such thing, you know. It just happened one after another by itself naturally. It's like a free mind. A free mind is not conditioned mind that show it to you that you witness, you know. So important, you know. So this is not theory, read from books, and it's not the words that point to the truth, you know.
Correct,
okay?
correct.
It's not all this, you know. I mean, you can share it to tell people so that they have some understanding, developing the contemplation of the truth, but these are not the realization, you know. These are not inside your personal insight, your experiential insight, you know. That is so important. So that particular video, right, bro? I listen, then it just pop up like that, you know. Wow, one after another, that is showing me this
very
stage
good.
By stage, how it happens to me.
Yeah.
Then I can truly understand, Zhen Kong Miao.
Correct, Zhen Kong Miao.
It's really wonderful. That's why I always, although in the past I always tell brother, I never get suffering. I can see all this. I can see all this. But because of this video and that day, I couldn't listen to the whole thing, right? And then
it
when
become
I listen
very clear
again,
to you.
Yes. When I listen to this again, I was full of joy. I said, you know, I have had the opportunity, I will tell brother Theo about this. You
sadhu,
know. How
sadhu.
You actually transcend reality, you know, because this wisdom really tell you there's no good and bad, evil, birth and death, right or wrong.
No
there's
right and
nothing
wrong
of
and
that,
all those things.
Nothing of all this, you know,
sadhu,
that,
sadhu.
That show up and pop up in this 125 as well, you know,
yeah,
Theo shared, you know. So
sadhu.
I was like full of joy how brother Theo can connect the reality, how the human being, how we function as a human being, we are karmically conditioned, you know, and then how do we overcome
sadhu.
All this karmic
very
in
good.
The pure awareness where you really see emptiness. But bear in mind, we cannot attach to emptiness.
Correct.
If you attach
yes.
to emptiness, you cannot get into the emptiness, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So that
yeah,
is
that
also very important.
Is an understanding.
Yes,
you
yes, correct.
It's like the raft that take you across. You cannot carry the raft around.
Yes, correct.
As
so
long as it serves that function, that's it. No need to remember
yes.
anything. No need to keep it in your memory. No need.
Okay.
Yeah, that thing is in your nature. You
yes.
know means you know. You have means you have. Your
yes.
Nisok Manasikara is like that.
Yes, yes.
Very good, Sadhu.
So the yoni soul must not sakara at the Monday mind will prompt you first, you know,
Yeah,
before you
yeah,
shift
yeah, yeah.
the gear, before you shift the gear to
Correct.
pure awareness, you know.
Your understanding will prompt you with the
Yes.
manasikara, then that
Yes.
one prevent you from stirring your mind
Yes,
and reacting.
correct. Yes.
And
Then it will
with that clarity,
yes.
all the understanding unfold. Yeah.
Yes, correct. That's how I see in
Yeah,
the
Sadhu.
meditation when I listen to this one two what one two
1, 2, 2 and one, two,
three, one two
three.
two
Then today, two,
yes
four,
yes
and
yes
two, five.
yes 1, 2, 5 yes. So it brings all together nicely, and then finally, Brother Teo, you hit the 1, 2, 6. Wow, I tell you
Yeah.
see, when I had that realization, right, I didn't even know I had that
Yeah,
realization
yeah, yeah.
in
Like what Ching Lao
2021,
San
no?
say, you may not
Yeah.
know, but when
Yes.
you encounter a situation, you know how to deal.
Yes. Yeah, Bratio. So actually, I had this in 2021, huh?
Yeah.
And I don't even know it's the realization, the
Yeah, that
cessation of form
enable
and mind,
you
no?
to develop
Yeah,
the understanding.
understanding.
Yeah, I remember that time when it hit you, your sister called me. He said,
Oh.
Bratio, I think you had to call my sister. He said, oh. Yeah, I think you know what I told her, no? I say, Han, don't worry. With your sister's understanding, she will know how to go through it. And it's not a problem at all. Yeah. And that's what I told her. Yeah. Then after that, you yourself came through. Without me calling you, but you came back to the class and later on you shared with us, I remember, one of the sharing, how you overcome it. And how you actually came to see that karma is like that. When the test comes, is when you are ready, then it tests you. Otherwise, you cannot take it on. Otherwise, you will break down, you become miserable. Because that one is really a very, very severe test. Very severe. Not many people can take it on. But because of your understanding at that time, that's why you can have the wisdom to transcend it. And like you say, at that time, you didn't even know that this was the understanding until when you re-listen to all this. Because you were formed the understanding much later on. Like I told you last time when I was 8, 9 years old, swimming in the river, I almost drowned. And the incident of the basketball floating back to me in a reverse direction, no, it's not supposed to come back to me, but it come back to me. Then after 1989, which was 20 over years later, by then I was 35 years old. And when I connect, I actually have a lot of gratitude towards Kuan Yin. So I pay respect in front of my author, in my house. Very funny, the moment I pay respect, that vision when I was 8 years old swimming with the basketball floating back to me came out. Then straight away my nature knew already. It was Kuan Yin's nature that saved me. That's why I was full of joy and in tears. Gratitude. And I thank Kuan Yin profusely. That's why I can recall three incidents. This life, the form and mind would have been like gone without Kuan Yin's nature to actually protect it. That's why the asking for blessing, protection and guidance are very important. Protection is for the form and mind. And they were manifest. Then all this is to let you develop the understanding and the faith. Something 20 over years ago, no, I totally forgotten about it already. And that instant when I pay respect, that vision, no, with clarity came out. What else can it be? Then it's like the message when it's sent to me. You can see it on a very vivid and very clear. It's not a dream or what. Very good.
Yeah, sadhu. Actually, Verity, this pure awareness, you can actually see it very vividly, very clearly. You know, he can come and show it to you. That clarity is amazing. You know, it's more than a microscope. You know, it's more than a telescope. You know, that can give you that. I mean, although our eyesight is so poor, huh? I mean, with the old age, right? Without spectacle, you can see the vision, huh? So clear, one. Like,
That
you know,
clarity, huh?
yes.
And
Yeah, you
very
can see it.
vivid one, oh.
Yes. So it's very amazing, lah. Yeah, Bradio. Yeah. So I think time's is up, Bradio. I will not say any more already. Thank you very much, Bradio, for your incredible, you know, how you get inconceivable dharma, lah, that the Buddha has taught, that Brother Teo can share with us, so that we can understand and speed up our or short up short short shorten our training, lah, you know. Yeah, if not without that, I also blur blur. I mean, even though I encounter it, I also don't know, you know, until I share with Brother Teo, this is what I see, you know. It a lot of the sharing, right? I mean, although I know it's a direct seeing, an insight into something, right? But because Brother Teo can connect with your past experience and explain to us with all the pointers or the big Dharma code and the four stages of creation, right? So it really helped us to speed up our training, you know. I tell
Definitely.
you, if without this, I think I'm still struggling to try to figure out myself, wow, what kind of insight did I see, you know what I mean? Yeah, so with
Because
Brother Teo,
these are the sharing that normal people cannot give to you one. You have to have that type of cultivation one. Because the unfolding of all this is not really something that can happen. It has to be from a cultivator that has developed the understanding and the cultivation to that depth of understanding and very stable, then only they can express it and share it with you. And this is to help you all, Kayamita. I realize recently, the last 1 or 2 years, the sharing becomes so different now. And all this is like meant to be one. Because quite a number of you have already progressed to a stage where all this can be understood. And because of the website in future, a lot of people will benefit from it. Because nowadays sharing, you have to be a cultivator to really understand one. And they are so profound, so beautiful, and yet make simple, can easily be comprehended. Very good. Pusing, sadhu.
Mahasadhu, thank you
Let
for
us
that radio.
Mahasadhu to us.
Sadhu,
sadhu,
sadhu.
Very good. Let us now share merits, then transfer merits. Akasata ce bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakan tu loka sasana etta watta camihi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo devo asato kalina sasa sampati heto cha pito bhavato loko cha raja bhavato dhammiko Imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patia sadu sadu sadu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to the Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Let me end the sadhu.